Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On a horse racing front, all roads lead to Sydney for the championships. That's the road that Wayne Hawkes has driven. Hello to you, Wayne.
Morning, Jared. How are we?
I'm good. Yearling sales, big ones of the year?
Yes, yeah, the Sydney Easter is the Green Book, Jared, and this is where the big boys come and buy their toys. Simple as that. It's like, how would it be? It'd be like having a $1,000 voucher at Toys R Us and away you go, pre-Christmas.
How competitive does it get up there?
Well, there's one big thing about it. What you want and what you go home with can be two different things. But it is very competitive because it's draft day. It doesn't start till next Monday and Tuesday. But next Monday and Tuesday, the best way to describe it is it's the draft time, and it's where we get to basically see the yearlings for the first time. We've had their pedigrees. It all works on pedigrees, and the better the pedigree, the more you pay. And then obviously, if the confirmation's there, well, then the price goes through the roof, and yearlings make the dearest price was $5 million. GST would have been good, Jared. 500 GST would have been just nice, but $5 million I think was the dearest one for. That was for Jimmy, wasn't it? Black Caviar, All Too Hard's little brother. So
that got right out of
Yeah, hand. Yeah. I think he holds the record. But there was, as we famously know, there was no. That was all bought with Bill Vlahos and Co. And
And then he met a very suspicious end.
Pretty quick. Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. He's I think he's in the big house right now for his deeds. It was a legitimate sale.
Yeah, I got a bit of homework for you for next week. Tell us your best three buys at this sale and how they've panned out on the track. So don't do it now. Have a think about it across the week. Talk to Dad about it and give us your best three buys. So the Group 1 action, the championship starts, and it starts in great style. We go Doncaster, TJ Smith, which is as good a sprint race as we'll see, the Australian Derby and the English Sires, and then the following week will include the Queen Elizabeth, which is so great. So this is solidified from the old Easter Carnival to be the championship. So has that worked spectacularly?
Well, it's funny, you know, because the championships are two Saturdays at Randwick, and it includes nothing at Rose Hill. Now, how you can have championships and not have the Golden Slipper, I don't know, but you know, it's a bit like moving the Golden Slipper to Randwick could be like moving the Melbourne Cup to Moonee Valley. So it's not going to happen. But, they call it the championships, and that's where all the big money is. What it tells you, and I've just got to Sydney, Jared, is not that Melbourne can talk at the moment with the weather, but every time you come up here at Easter time, it's always wet. The tracks are bad, and we really, really needed to do something about that, obviously. We banged on about that for how long?
Yeah.
Now, about the last 2 years, I reckon, and nothing's been done. But it is, for the people in Melbourne that don't get it, coming up right now in the next 2 weeks, it's Melbourne Cup time. It's Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup, all rolled into, from Saturday to Saturday, in theory, it's two Saturdays in a row, 8 days where it all happens, and the yearling sales are smack in the middle of that. And I think the average price last year for the 400 yearlings was something like $375,000 plus GST for the average, so that puts it in perspective what it's worth to the racing industry.
What's it like winning on these days, Wayne, as we talk Chautauqua with the TJ Smith year on year on year, and then the Doncaster as well, where the family's had such a rich pedigree of success?
Yeah, they're big races there. There's no doubt about that. You just said the Doncaster and brought memories flowing back of a couple of years ago of brutal. And the great man G Boss, he had the waist to ride about 49, and there was a picture in the Sunday Telegraph next day was Michael and I hoiking him up. Well, when we picked him up, fair dinkum, was like picking up a shopping bag. We picked him up in the excitement. We nearly threw him over the back of our shoulders. That's true, because he was so light and he had to waist so hard. So drew the outside barrier that day. I think he drew 20. And my brother Raheem, he was living in Singapore at the time. And my brother said, "Oh, mate, we've drawn 20. He goes, "No, it's good." Michael said, "Why is it good?" He said, "Because I got 19 slow ones inside of me." And he was right.
Brilliant.
He was right. But it's like, look, the best way to describe it is the championships. It's like winning a race cup week, Melbourne Cup week. Everyone wants to be involved. Everyone wants to be part of it. And we all want to touch it at some stage. So it's not the end of the season, but it's the end of the autumn carnival as such. So it's a big couple of weeks.
Yep, it's the racing at the climax, that's for sure. And you've got Bandersnatch in the Doncaster who won the Prelude last week.
Yeah, it certainly won't be easy for him. You've got Alligator Bloods and those sort of quality horses, but it's where Bandersnatch comes into it a bit though is he does like wet tracks, and the way the weather has been here in Sydney at the moment, the weather's swirling around, not good. So all of a sudden, I'm not saying Alligator Blood can't go on a wet track, but Alligator Blood's a far superior horse, just using one against one to Bandersnatch. But when the wet tracks come in and the wet weather comes in, Gerard, all of a sudden they throw up some big anomalies. So Bandersnatch is in winning form. And one thing I've always learned in my career in racing, sometimes we just keep looking past the obvious ones.
Yes, yep.
Quite often the last start winner's 2-1. The horse that runs second to that last start winner in the same race is 6-1. I've never ever quite worked that out when they get beat a bob of the head.
Yep.
But winning form is always good form, and he's done a treat, Bandersnatch. So backing up from Saturday to Saturday won't be easy, but I know one thing. He's rock hard fit, and last Saturday's track gallop when you're winning a group race at Rose Hill puts you in good stead for the Doncaster.
You've got a lot to do. I appreciate your time, Wayne. Good luck for Saturday.
Thanks, Jared.
Terrific. Wayne Hawks is there in Sydney for the championships. Bruce McAvaney is going to join me on tomorrow's program to set those two pinnacle weeks of racing up for us.